This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli yesterday. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said, "The Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage," and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development.
ये संघ प्रदेश हमारा गर्व है, हमारी विरासत भी है। मैं चाहता हूँ कि ये क्षेत्र जाना जाए अपने हाई टेक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के लिए, आधुनिक स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं के लिए, वर्ल्ड क्लास एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूट्स के लिए, यहाँ की पहचान हो अपने टूरिज्म से, ब्लू इकोनॉमी से, यहाँ की औद्योगिक प्रगति, युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर, महिलाओं की भागीदारी और चौतरफा विकास.
The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said the Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country. The Prime Minister said vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India. He said the government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man. Prime Minister also launched a Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, the government insurance scheme and the One Nation, One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of International Women's Day. In her message, President Murmu said, "International Women's Day is an occasion to honour the achievements of women power and the unique contribution to the country and society." The President said, "Women are the foundation of the family, society and the nation, and they have successfully carved out their identities in diverse fields despite facing adversities and challenges." The President said a lot needs to be done to improve the socio-economic conditions of women. President Murmu urged everyone to pledge to create a society where every woman feels safe and gets equal opportunities to move ahead. The President congratulated all women achievers and wished them a bright future. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women news readers for 24 hours. The special gesture has started at midnight tonight. All 45 main and hourly bulletins as well as the news magazine's programs in English and Hindi are being presented by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. Foreign Secretary Vikram Nishri held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rodenko yesterday. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides took stock of the progress and implementation of decisions taken at the 22nd annual summit held in Moscow in July last year. In the 6th Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship, India have defeated Nepal to reach the final of the tournament in Tehran. The Indian women's team beat Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final of the tournament yesterday. India will clash with Iran in the final today. In the second semi-final, Iran defeated Bangladesh 41-18. And that is the end of this news bulletin.